Okay.
The amendment is that the paid staff in each department would elect their representative. And in this case, with music only having one paid staff person, then that would be, it would default to that person to be the representative. But every other unit, to my knowledge, has paid and unpaid.
Okay, that's the motion. Does everyone understand it?
They're paid staff.
They're members of the union.
Are we?
If you want for more clarity, you can say paid staff, including department heads, for each unit would vote to select a representative.
Okay. Does everyone understand that amendment? Okay. All in favor, please raise your hands. Eight in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, it passes.
So that's an amendment two.
Okay, now we're back to the substitute motion as amended, yes. Are we ready to vote on that? Let's have a stack. Who wants to speak? Does anyone want to propose an amendment?
Yes.
Tracy. Then Chandra.
I'm not proposing an amendment. I am proposing that if it doesn't say anything in the motion, that it is up to the board, and the board can decide when it issues a call for candidates. In other words, I am proposing that we move on to voting for the substitute motion.
Okay.
If you are asking, I will make a motion to stipulate 2 years, but I don't think it's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sasha.
Well, I had a point of information because I didn't understand what Tracy just said, but I'll just make it as a comment, and she can answer or whatever. Why would it be 2 years or up to the LSB to decide how long the program director is by definition, but
just about the community reps. That's all. That's all the LSB.
No, we have all of these people other than the program director, the people who are elected by the paid staff of each of these units, we have. No, I don't want to leave it that open-ended. I think it should be for a period of time unless somebody quits and it needs to be replaced, and then the election is immediate, obviously, the replacement. But it should be spelled out, I think, whether it's the CAB members, whether it's the board members, whether it's the paid staff people that are being elected, whether it's the four representatives of the unpaid staff. I mean, unless their status changes. Why? That could take forever for them to determine. And it might. And one group might say it's for the next 6 months, and the other one might say it's a lifetime appointment. Yeah.
Okay, Brian, followed by Tracy, if that was a hand up.
Well, no, I want to back Sasha up. If we do what Tracy says and says it's up to each constituency, I don't know how the paid staff of each department express as a constituency how long a term they're electing people for. I mean, it's not like it's a deliberative body. I don't know how the unpaid staff collectively sets a term when they're electing
and
people.
And the large community of people who are going to elect
Sasha.
CAB members? Who are they even?
I mean, it seems to me, because we have had a problem in the past of there being controversy about the decisions of the program council because people on the program council had long overstayed the terms for which they were elected. It seems to me there should be some clarity about how long you're supposed to be on. If you're an elected representative, that's we have that everywhere else.
Okay, Tracy, then Chandra.
I'm getting punchy.
Motion or amendment that terms on the program council should be 2 years unless the constituency in question specifies a different term. For example, at the moment, the unpaid staff organization elects people annually, I believe. So the amendment is terms on the program council are 2 years by default unless the constituency in question establishes a different term.
Okay, and that would be a separate paragraph, or would it be in one of the other?
It needs to be somewhere.
Okay. Okay. Are we ready to vote on that amendment? Is there further to... Are we ready to vote on this amendment? Brian.
I just still don't understand how most of these constituencies would express a term limit.
They would, absolutely.
Go by the default.
Okay.
How does the UPSO express its 1 year term limit? Is it in the bylaws?
It's in our bylaws.
So your bylaws actually say that you put people on the program council?
Yes.
That's right. Okay, are we ready to vote on this amendment? Does everyone understand it?
Yes.
Okay.
We want the secretary to reread it.
No. That does no harm. Brian?
No, I have to speak against this. I think this is a really specific bylaws where it kicks membership criteria to an outside group like an unpaid staff organization. I think it would be a problem here because if there were anybody in a position to abuse this, they could say, okay, I got all the votes lined up. We are going to elect people to the program council, and we are going to set the term at 50 years. I mean, that would be completely permissible under this, and then someone's just become council member for life.
Who's going to do that?
Well, it's an extreme example, but this is what you use to test a policy, right? It lets people game the term limits. We should have a consistent term limit set by the board if you're establishing the program council under the authority of this board. And it should be consistent for all groups.
Would you consider it a friendly amendment that it be specified as being 2 years with the exception of the UPSO for which the UPSO members elect their representatives once a year?
You just say 2 years or less.
Okay. Yeah. 2 years or less, but 2 years or less, would that be considered a friendly amendment?
Is that acceptable to all?
No. I don't like 2 years or less because that leaves open whether all the other constituencies can say 7 months or whatever.
I think it should say 2 years. I mean, we go with your language saying that unless the bylaws of the constituency actually specify something less.
Less.
Okay. Are people comfortable with that informally amended language?
I'm not comfortable with any of this, so it doesn't matter.
Understanding it then. Are we ready to vote on this amendment?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor? Raise your hands. Okay. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Sure. You're just voting on the amendment, right?
Yeah. That's right.
The
amendment as to term.
Unless Tracy accepts it as a friendly amendment.
Okay.
The Pamela withdrew her request for a roll call, so all in favor? Of the amendment, please raise your hands.
You didn't accept it as a friendly amendment, but you're voting for it.
Yes, you
did. I did accept it.
No friendly
my head is getting tired.
Oh, there are no friendly amendments? Okay.
Seven yes. Opposed? Opposed? Are any opposed? Abstain? Two.
Three.
The amendment passes 7-0-3.
Sorry, can I just ask a question? What we just passed was to... The term should be 2 years by default unless the constituency's bylaws specify something else. something shorter.
Have a shorter, okay, have a different term limit than shorter.
Okay, we are back to the main motion, or the main motion being the substitute, Tracy's substitute motion. Chandra?
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Any objection? Brian objects? Do you have...
I'd like to speak against the motion as it's resulted. And as I said, I want this to be taken in the context of supporting the idea of having a stakeholder body that does program reviews, vets program proposals, and so forth. I can think of three examples in the time I've been here where the program council has not worked and has been bad for the station. And it's probably a tribute to all the times it has done good things. Particularly, it seemed to work very harmoniously when Tracy was chairing it. I thought the decision to move Democracy Now, to cut Democracy Now to one broadcast per day, without suggesting what would take its place, was both unimplementable, financially very bad for the station, were to be implemented, and also something that was not done with any attempt to get input from people who knew how much each hour fundraises and what it takes to do it. And I saw it rammed through this board in the first year of this board, and that was a circus. It was not by any stretch of the imagination good process. That's what the board acting as appeals court means to me. It went to a final vote because of a procedural maneuver that left half the board feeling like they'd be completely deceived. The second one I can think of that was very divisive for the station was when a number of people, some of whom were from this board, decided it would be a good thing to run a pressure campaign to get Bill Mandela program back. And a program council member filled out an application for him because he was unwilling to fill one out for himself. The program council skipped him ahead of proposals from other programmers within the station that had been waiting review. And he got a show, and it alienated a lot of the people who were waiting for review and had been skipped ahead, actually triggered a violent incident within the station. And I think it's very bad to encourage the idea that campaigning is the way to get something on the air. The third example is that the only DJ who has two music slots on this radio station got his second slot when he was sitting on the program council. I think that's a clear conflict of interest that never should have gone through. I don't feel like the structure we had or the structure as it's laid out in this proposal creates a situation where the program council can't devolve into that kind of political football. And as such, I can't support it in its current form. The only thing I think it can do is drain time from the station right now. If you're talking about five paid staff members spending 2 hours a week in a weekly meeting, you're talking about $14,000 a year worth of staff time. No, look, this is significant, right? If you're expecting the music director to spend 2 hours a week in there, he's been cut to 20 hours a week under the latest staff cuts. He already can't do his job with the hours he has. So I feel like we have a community advisory board that seems to be taking its job seriously. We have a local station board that's directly elected by our members. We don't need a program council so bad that we can't get it right in terms of what its structure and authorities are. I don't think this meets that test.
Okay, I guess we will have to have a motion to end debate. All in favor of ending debate, please raise your hands. One, two, three. Seven, opposed? One. Okay, debate is closed, and we're coming to a vote on this main motion being the Tracy substitute motion, all as amended. All in favor, please raise your hand.
Roll call now.
Roll call. Okay, Mr. Secretary, call the roll, please.
Yep.
So Pamela?
No.
Sasha?
Yes.
Chandra?
Yes.
Henry.
Favorite, yes.
Casey.
Yes.
Hawkins. Yes. Sharam.
Yes.
Naji.
Yes.
Brian.
No.
Anthony.
Chair doesn't vote.
No.
So we have...
I vote no.
Oh, John. Okay. John, well, because I have Diane. I'm sorry. John. So how do you know?
What is the count? I love the station.
What's the count, please?
Oh, it's 3:45.
7:30.
The meeting's over at 4.
We have new business.
Okay. Passes by the vote of 7-3. We have. We do? Do we want to move on to the new business? Tracy?
I'll go ahead and make a motion to adjourn. It's been a long meeting. The new business will be on the next month's agenda for August 29th.
We're meeting on August 29th? We're meeting on August 29th?
That was kind of what we applied, yeah.
Pencil thin.
August
29th
is supposed to
September. It's okay.
In addition to.
I think the issue will get a fairer hearing.
All right. Okay.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. Is there any objection? Next scheduled meeting is September 11th.
Any objection? It might be.
But August 29th would be.
Maybe. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, we stand adjourned. Thanks, everyone.